We're going to be reading selected excerpts on the topic of the obligation of Nebuch towards humanity in the last generation. You can find our study materials right up here in the link and our site. You can send questions and pertinent questions will be asked.
It seems that we are seemingly too much in concern for humanity or something of that sort. But the thing is that our work in the last generation specifically is entirely, whether we like it or not, understand it or not, it is all aimed at the whole of humanity from 0 to 100%. Meaning we always need to direct ourselves towards humanity. Otherwise, we are not in the last generation and we won't get any help from above. The purpose and the program and all the actions, today it is only aimed at the whole of humanity. From the lowest level of corporeality to the highest of spirituality. So there's no choice. We always have to connect ourselves to the whole of humanity. Meaning that in each and every action we need to ask, are we aiming at the whole of humanity? Because the Creator exists behind everyone, and only there he accepts our work. Please.
We're going to be reading excerpt number 18 from Bala Sulam's Shamati, article number 69. First will be the correction of the world. The difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same. For the body is of Israel, too, cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded. He sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality. We'll read it one more time, excerpt number 18. The difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same. For the body of Israel, too, cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality.
Tel Aviv 3.
There's a body for Israel and a body for the nations. Isn't it the body of the nations of the world is Israel?
There is a difference if we're talking about the levels of coarseness. What quality does it belong? Israel is a part of Galgal Ta'anayim, so they have their own will to receive, and the nations of the world are the Achap, who have their own will to receive. But essentially, it's both the will to receive, this and that. But first, Israel needs to be corrected to the extent that they need to be corrected, the nations of the world, and then the nations of the world will become corrected, and by that Israel will become corrected. There is a certain reciprocity. Tel Aviv 2.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Good morning, World Kli. The question is about the correction of Israel, about whether the individuals of Israel be corrected. If there's rejection and hatred in the ten between us, is it an obligation on us to take it out, to say these things to one another? We need to take out the garbage so that it will be revealed and disclosed?
How will that help you?
How will they know about it if I hate a friend in the ten? How will he know that I hate him, that I have to cover it with love?
Okay, so let's do this in all of humanity. Why do we come to humanity and we want to connect between them and bring peace between them? And why not just let them go to war and break each other's heads and body and everything? And then maybe from what we have left, maybe we'll find peace.
But how can I correct those individuals in the ten if I don't know about them?
So just be aware of one very simple law and just know how important it is. I don't find any truth if I'm not going to correct it. I have to discover the connection between us, the connection between us in all of my strength. And then on the way to connection, you hear? On the way to connection, I discover how much I am in a crime. I need the upper light in order to discover the crime, the friction between us.
And if I feel hatred in the ten?
If you feel hatred in the ten, besides that, you're not going to feel anything. You have to try to overcome the hatred, and then you'll find an even greater hatred, and you'll overcome that, and then more, and you'll overcome that, and so on. Only this way, when you go left and right and left and right, this way you will rise through the degrees until you achieve all the hate and love.
That's the work of each and every one of us on his own?
Each and every one and everyone together. Finally, I hear you asking a question that's to the point.
Thank you very much, Rav.
You as well. So again, I say, he touched on a very important principle. Love covers all crimes. If I see even the smallest crime, I'm not going to open it more and more. Rather, I can open it only by covering it with love. The moment I cover it with love, it will open up even more. And I'll cover it more with more love, and it will open up even more. And that's how we advance in corrections. I think you need to really think about it and write it down in front of you. It's a very, very great principle. Otherwise, you're thinking that connection is by the evil unfolding, the appearance of the evil. No, the evil will be corrected if we want to correct it to good. And so we don't need to wait. We already need to approach the correction of the world as much as possible. And by that, left and right and left and right will appear. Correction, corruption, etc. And that's how we rise through the ladder all the way up to the final correction. Understood?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, we just heard that we have to ask for all of humanity. And before that, we hear that we have to come to some spiritual concept that we have to ask about it called the people of Israel. The question is, where do the corporeal people of Israel enter here? Is this something that exists, the corporeal people of Israel?
No, corporeality doesn't exist in general. We live in the last generation. We already need to understand ourselves as part of the last generation, part of the general correction. And we come to our own correction also in order to correct the whole of humanity. And therefore, it's impossible that we will have any correction if it's not aimed at the whole of humanity. And from there to the Creator. In the past, it was different. We were concerned only about our correction. We even talked about it a few days like that. Why? Because I wanted you to feel the discernments very clearly. And now you'll feel how our discern or how these discernments of us, they have to be connected to the whole of humanity.
Also about that, we have a question, please. When you say other, you're saying that beforehand we gave a preference to connection, then upon dissemination, and now it's kind of flipping?
Yes.
Bulgaria, echad.
Bulgaria, one.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean to cover love exactly? Justifying the friends?
We talked before that the evil stays and we discover the love, the connection that will cover the evil. That's the only way we can come to good.
And
with respect to the good that will appear, we feel once again that we are in an even greater evil, even greater. And then we need to understand that this is the evil on a higher degree, meaning we've risen, but on the left line, and now we need to attract the light to build the right against the left. And this is how we calibrate ourselves each time on the ladder. Moscow 4.
Доброе утро. Такой вопрос.
Good morning. Here's the question. In what is our avyut smaller or lesser than the whole world? Why is our avyut lesser?
Our avyut is not lesser than the world's. It is rather more covered by an influence from above. We're going to discover how much we are the worst. But for now, our avyut is somewhat neutralized by the upper light so that we become a passageway for the whole of humanity.
Ashdod.
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 Is the judging to the scale of merit have to do with attributing it to the Creator?
Everything does. Everything goes through the Creator. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. It says, to the extent in which we correct ourselves, the nations of the world will be corrected, and that's the what our sages said. If he merited, then he judges the whole world of the scale of merit. But the whole world has to come to correction. Where will this deficiency for correction come? For me to even come to correction, where do I get that from?
The Creator awakens the deficiencies.
What is that deficiency?
It's even, you know, how a person lives and is unsatisfied and gradually, bit by bit, he discovers that he's in a system of Adam HaRishon, which he doesn't know what it is. but those souls that are closer to him. So with them, he begins to clarify it. He still doesn't know anything about that, but he starts discovering who is he, what is he, what for. He asks himself, and this is how he advances.
I spoke to Dudi earlier about the writers. What I was missing, and I think from what you were said, is that we're in a dead end. And he didn't raise that. What did you mean that we're in a dead end, a blocked state?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You put that
about.
As a title.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's it. Talk to Dudi, bring up this issue in the next writers' meeting, and okay, we'll talk. All right, we have PT 3 we didn't have before.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, the moment you said the smallest crime is revealed, we need to cover it immediately with love. Can you give an example of how that's done?
Always being drawn to love, and by that, letting the evil unfold accordingly.
What does it mean to be drawn to love? How, if hatred is revealed between us, disagreement, how do you cover it with love?
We try to cover ourselves with a single blanket, meaning with an agreement that even though we are opposite to each other, different from each other, even somehow conflicted and pushing each other away, we still cover each other, cover with a single blanket.
Where do we take that blanket from?
From our mind and heart that tells us otherwise we cannot exist. That only if we cover ourselves, cover the gap between us, by that we become closer and similar to the Creator. And the smicha, blanket, is like the masach, the screen, which connects us and makes us one opposite the Creator.
How do we attain that?
By the love that covers all crimes. That's the blanket. All right.
We understand that we're truly in a state where if we will connect, the Creator needs to put this blanket for us. We have to ask for him together.
Yes. Okay, that's it. Michael.
We're going to read excerpt number 19 from the writings of the last generation of Baal HaSulam. I have already conveyed the basics of my views in 1933. I also spoke to the leaders of the generation, but at the time, my words were not accepted. Though I screamed like a crane and warned about the ruin of the world.
Again.
I have already conveyed the basics of my views in 1933. I also spoke to the leaders of the generation, but at the time my words were not accepted, even though I screamed like a crane and warned about the ruin of the world. Alas, it made no impression.
Well, we know what happened afterwards. The Nazis rose to power in Germany, and then the general annihilation began, and so on. And you see, back then he spoke to all the leaders of the settlement in Israel, all those Jewish leaders, the rabbis too, and nothing happened. They didn't want to listen. And what happened, happened. Now, who is to blame here? Those who didn't listen. They were able to stop this deterioration, this horrible trend, and they didn't. You see, like he says, no impression was left. And so he left it. What else could he have done?
Shatak.
So he kept quiet, and afterwards he wanted to publish his newspaper, The Nation, and it was shut down as well, to the point that he was banned and he had to leave Jerusalem, and then he went to Tel Aviv, Jaffa, and went to live in Jaffa, and that's it. And that's how he finished his life. What he did was a huge life work of his writings. But basically, besides that, in practice, he couldn't do anything. And only we today are able to take this whole method and show it to humanity at a time when humanity needs this medicine. So we need to understand that this sorrow, that this effort that Bala Sulam is doing, we have to continue it. And then he will live within us and work with us, Bala Sulam, Rabash, and us.
But now, after the atom and hydrogen bombs, I think the world will believe me that the end of the world is nearing rapidly. And Israel will be the first nation to be burned, as was in the previous war. Thus today it is good to awaken the world to accept its only remedy, so they may live and exist.
Yeah, this is from the writings of the last generation of Bala Sulam. Okay, let's hope that we will be able to communicate this to the world, and by that we will also push that by our Congress. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, you talked about anti-Semitism earlier, and also in the writers, if I'm not mistaken, you said that this whole period can also invert and come back at the Jews.
That's for sure.
My question is, because you talked about the need of the people of Israel, it's like the people of Israel forgot that they were in the diaspora. Whoever was born in Israel and grew up in Israel, he doesn't feel anti-Semitism at all. It seems like it's something out there somewhere. It's like the Creator is doing it on purpose. He gave the awakening. It's like something happened when you went back to the country and they were forgotten that it was like they have this mirror on the outside that you have, and what will be?
That's the question. What will happen? What will happen is what you advertise and make sure that happens. This is what happens. You see what happened with Bala Sulam. This is what will happen if we don't do a thing. Today, we are in a different time. The whole of humanity is in pain. It is more willing to listen. We're going to go into the fall, the winter. They'll hear even more. States will be a lot more difficult. The fact that there are waves where things seem a little worse or a little better, that's deliberate to show us that this is not ending, that we can already go back to the previous state and just have a ball across the planet. No, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be any celebration of this kind. We have to advertise this. We have to open their eyes. We have to help them see this maturely. And then they'll agree with us that the world needs correction, that man needs correction. And this is how we will advance. That's it.
But corporeal people of Israel don't feel anti-Semitism at all. It's like they're talking to shut ears, they can't hear a thing.
Right, but we see that it's not a matter of whether you are in Israel or overseas. We saw the Jews in Germany also didn't feel anti-Semitism until they started to be sent to concentration camps. This is the character of this people, that they don't think they are in danger. But we need now, because the whole world is in danger and is beginning to digest it, we need to explain to everyone. And specifically not to Jews, but through the nations of the world, we can influence the Jews. You're not going to be able to influence the Jews directly. Sure, you need to do that, but it's very, the success will be next to zero. The chance for success will almost be zero if you try to influence Jews directly. If you influence the nations of the world, through them you can influence the Jews.
Wait, the roles of the Jews of diaspora is to press Israel because they'll feel it more. What?
The Jews in the diaspora will not pressure Israel. They don't care about Israel. For them, they think that it's better for that Israel will just disappear off the map. They think that if Israel won't be, they will be better off. They can just be there among all the other nations, and that's it.
No.
Rav, if I could continue, please.
Yes.
It turns out that this concept, Israel, is now confusing everyone, those who live in Israel, whoever lives outside of Israel. But Baal HaSulam supported Zionism as much as we know. My question is, does that support have any room anymore? Is it still relevant?
I don't think so. I don't think that today there is room for Zionism in the sense that Jews will come here. What will be great about it? What will be good about it? We saw from all of these waves of immigration to Israel, we didn't see anything good. Now, specifically today, because we have the necessity to correct the whole world, the whole reality, today we need to advertise the method of correction to all people, to the whole world, and as much as possible through all the Jews that are there too, even though I don't think that it's possible to shift them back to the role of Israel towards the nations of the world. I wish they'd hear at least a little bit about what things depend on, but I don't hinge any hopes in them. My hope is only in one thing, that we as Bnei Baruch advertise this knowledge to the whole world, to all nations, to all of humanity, among Jews as well. But I have no doubt that we will merit a response from all people of the world and the Jews only at the end. Only at the end. Look at all the wars and troubles we went through throughout thousands of years, how Jews resisted correction. It's natural. It's the ego the Creator created. This is how it behaves. That's why I don't see, with regards to Jews, all the Jews in the diaspora outside Israel, I don't even see any hope for them to participate. Just try to see. Try to see how much do you hear about from these Jews that they want to come and connect with us and be an active part in disseminating the method of correction to the world, to humanity. No. No. It doesn't happen. For lack of a better choice, when they start suffering blows there, they'll come to Israel. That's clear. Which is just like how animals run away from troubles, from blows. But not more than that.
My dear Rav, if I can ask a small question, I feel like we as Bnei Baruch are afraid from disseminating. It's like we don't believe what we're saying. What's the problem here?
I don't know what you're saying. I'm looking at you, and I'm saying we're not yet disseminating. I don't know, afraid, not afraid. We're just not doing it. I'm not looking for the reason even. I'm saying we have to disseminate, otherwise we don't advance, and that's it.
So now there are ways to disseminate, but there's no mechanism how to get there to disseminate.
There is the BB management. Turn to them and figure it out and clarify it with them. Maybe you're right. Maybe. I don't know.
Extra number 20 is the last one. From the shofar of the Messiah, from Bala Sulam. There's a precondition for redemption, for all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law as it is written, and the land will be full of the knowledge, as in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave. This is why it is written that each one from the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. It was not enough that they could leave by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. No, this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law. The dissemination of the wisdom of the in the masses is called a shofar. Like a shofar whose voice travels a great distance, the echo of the wisdom will spread the world over, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is the godly wisdom in Israel.
Meaning it all depends on dissemination, disseminating to everyone. Like he says, Pharaoh must know, the evil inclination must know that we want to come out of it and connect with the Creator. Therefore, we have to advertise to everyone, even the haters, those who don't want to hear. It doesn't matter who. Because Pharaoh is the symbol of the oppositeness to Israel. So very good. He has to know what Israel is doing and what is their role and what they want to do. Don't be afraid of him, but just bring him this knowledge. In this way, he can come out of the rule of the world to receive, the Egypt. New York 4.
Yes, Rav, how does this work? Do we continue to disseminate and the world continues to deteriorate and we slowly get closer to the Creator until there's some, I don't know, some inversion, some change in the world is corrected? Or do we lead some small group that starts living this spiritual life according to certain rules of love thy friend as thyself, and then slowly, slowly more will add until more people will live spiritual lives? Or how does this work, this correction?
The correction works when we only work on dissemination. We don't separate ourselves from the world. We don't build some specific separate village of Kabbalists or altruists or whatever. We are only in service of the world. We're only engaged in dissemination. We don't care about where we work, where do we live, as long as we just, wherever we are, we disseminate the method of correction to the whole of humanity. That's it. This is basically our work.
Okay, that's clear. The question is, do you see us disseminating actually until the end of correction, or is there some point after which some critical mass, all the world will live spiritual lives? We have some kind of role inside this. I'm simply trying to understand if there's some intermediate state in which people live according to the rule of love thy friend as thyself, Bnei Baruch are like the teachers of humanity, or does it advance from now to the end of correction only becoming worse? I'm just trying to understand where we're advancing towards.
To tell you the truth, I don't know, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know. What for? What do I gain by that? I want my work to be as devoted as possible to my role. That's it. I need to now advertise to everyone the knowledge of the Creator, the knowledge of His plan, then the purpose of creation. I have to advertise that to the world, and that's it. That's all I think about. Not how do I set up some place of some beautiful village where we can give an example to humanity. These are impossible things that we're going to waste all our time and effort on. I only know one thing: dissemination to the whole generation of the Messiah, as it's called, to everyone. The wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection. That's all that we need. And I don't care about how much I'm worth and what spiritual degree I have. I'm telling you, there's no relevance to it. If you do the maximum work of dissemination where you are, wherever you can, of this knowledge to the world of where we are, where do we live, what's happening. There's nothing more than
that. I'm asking not from our side, but from the side of the broad masses, the world that we're trying to lead them towards, the world that we're saying, look, if you give up some and concede a little bit, then you'll see your world better, and by that, somehow that's the ceiling of dissemination as far as they're concerned. I don't have to worry about what will happen practically, what the Creator will do, what world He will bring them.
I don't care about what the Creator will do. I'm worrying about what I have to do right now. I'm telling you, not more than that. I understand your thoughts, and we had these thoughts many years ago, decades ago. No, we're not building anything. We wanted to go to a kibbutz and build a city and do all kinds of things. No. Specifically, no. We have this one building here from which we can disseminate as a technological center, headquarters. That's it. Enough. There's no more. Hopefully we can come back here and even now the various departments are working here. They come here and work every day in this building. The fact that we can't have the lessons here and meals and some short conventions. Let's hope it'll pass. Let's say now Michael is sitting in the building. He's just in the second floor and I'm in the third floor. And around him, there are many people who operate all the equipment and so on. But besides this, we don't need anything. We don't even need one more square meter. Just to spread on. So on the contrary, not to concentrate ourselves, but to spread across everyone.
I think that's completely clear, Rav. I'll try from a different direction. Not from the side of Bnei Baruch, from the side of the world. Do you see the world slowly coming closer to love thy friend as thyself? Certain countries start to begin according to this rule, others not. Some of the people are learning our methods, some not. Or does the world simply continue to deteriorate until it comes to some like flip that happens at some point, I don't know when, after the rest, I don't know what else develops?
For a long time, I stopped planning and thinking about the future. I'm telling you, seriously. I used to think, of course, yeah, how to do it, this, like that. I'm not doing this for a long time, and I don't intend to. Let the Creator run things. Do whatever you feel and see that is the right thing to do each and every day. Do that. You don't need more than that. Nothing more than that. I don't care about more than what I can do today. What happens tomorrow? I know that every day that I wake up in the morning and continue, that's a new day. It's a new day, and I don't know how I'm going to wake up and what I need to do. The conditions are changing by the day. I have to follow, to go together with the world. It used to be different. The world was not changing. Until a few months ago, the world would just continue to function according to the will to receive that keeps opening more and more opportunities for itself to enjoy, to do things, to deceive each other, and all of that. And I lived in that world with a handful of students. Now it's a different thing. Now we have to spread across the whole of humanity and bring humanity the knowledge of why do we live, how do we live, how do we live life in a proper manner. And I have to do this by Bala Sulam Rabash and ultimately the Creator. And that's what I do. With what conditions will I do it? The Creator will tell me every day. But I don't need to now imagine to myself that I need to build some village or something else. No, it's already passé. There's no need for it. Today, there's only necessity for dissemination. Okay? Zichron 10.
Good morning, Rav. To continue this question, nevertheless, if we want to pray for the future of the world, so we need some picture to imagine and aspire towards. So what is that picture that we need to depict?
That the whole world will know about the process that it's in terms of the higher providence, and the world will somehow agree with that. Of course, it cannot agree. It's against the ego. But there's no choice. We have to make some steps here, and they'll try to be with us, and then through us, we will pass on to them the upper abundance that will correct them and connect them. And that's how we'll achieve corrections.
Chaver.
Chaver.
Boker tov, Rav, boker tov, chaverim.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
Morning.
On the topic of dissemination.
Yes.
For years, with my childhood friends, I'm kind of dropping this, trickling it to them slowly, slowly. Just lately, someone yelled at me and said, why don't we hear you? Why don't we see you? Meaning we came to a point where I think our dissemination is doing, it's penetrating. The question here is, what do I answer them?
I don't know. Learn what to answer and answer. How long are you with us? 15, 20 years?
Yes, I've been here for long enough. To answer, I answered. What I'm saying is, she's saying, we need you to participate. We need you. We have the forces. We're doing a lot. Every day you'll see us in every place that's possible to disseminate. We're doing, but we need you. These masses that will start changing.
This will come. That will come. In the meantime, we have to continue. We have to continue. And we continue in the direction of where is Shai?
Yes, today is Friday. We're preparing for the convention next week. We have a few reports. We'll start with Georgi about the European global Yeshivat Chavin that we'll have this evening, and then we'll hear Asaf. Georgi.
Спасибо, Шай. Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, Каверим. Огромное благодарность.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It's a great, immense gratitude for our Rav and our friends, and what a lesson. It's Friday. We, the team that's preparing the Yeshivat Chavirim from Europe, together with the Spain group, who prepared this meeting for you, friends, we're inviting you. At 8 p.m. Israel time today on Friday to come to our familial meeting, to this amazing, wonderful gathering that each of you can and should participate. We want to open our hearts to connect as one family, to invite the Creator. We're also inviting our Rav to this meeting if he has the possibility. Lechaim, friends. Together we are asking from the Creator and the opening of this convention to make this pipeline and pass the light of love to the whole of humanity, to all our wonderful humanity. And now Asaf will tell us about the preparation to the convention. L'chaim.
Only
together, Gregory. Thank you. We want to give a report about the preparation of the musicians to the virtual first convention in the world. Look what's happening here. You see pictures here. As from our rehearsals, it's amazing to see, we saw Ilan Golan, to see a Russian who's studying English in order to sing in English, or to see Jacques Duyev, a Frenchman speaking Spanish, in order to sing the contents in Spanish. We converted many of our friends. They worked very, very long time in order to convert all the Bnei Baruch songs to be truly in all the languages, mostly in English, which is the general language that everyone speaks. And you can really see the efforts of all the friends. You can hear the songs already on broadcast, which are in English, and to get a great impression for this. Now, the musicians, for several weeks already, we're meeting every Friday for many hours. Instead of being with our families, we meet, as you can see, we're playing. Also today we're meeting, and we're preparing our instruments, both the physical instruments, the organ, the guitar, the piano, and also the internal organs. The internal instruments. Just like Rav said this morning, this sorrow, this effort that Bala Salam did, we need to continue. So the musicians took a great responsibility upon themselves, this convention, which is the next degree of humanity, of the connection between us. Good luck to us all. And Shai, we're passing to you.
Yeah, we will continue with a few more updates. We have the tour, the preparation for the Congress. 700 women from Israel joined the preparation, virtual meeting for preparation, as a support. And we'll say that everyone who's interested, you're invited to watch the meeting that will take place right after the lesson, 6 a.m. Israel time. This is a meeting of the heads of teams for the Congress. So everyone can connect and listen to translation just to integrate with the preparation. Now we'll go through the schedule for today and tomorrow. So today we'll start with at 10:30, Michael Sanilevich with Mushi, Michael Sanilevich with Rav. And from 1 to 2, we have a recorded lesson. And right away from 2 to 3, a workshop live with friends in the world. And then at 8, like we heard, we will meet for a world gathering of friends. And tomorrow we will have a preparation at 4:15, 4 to 7 lesson, 7 to 7:30 virtual meal. Then afternoon from 3 to 4, there's a men's lesson with Rav. Rav then continues to another lesson with the women from 4 to 5, and 5 to 5:30, women world gathering. And just to remind you, if you're asking, if you want to find a tent for the Congress, and you don't have one, then you can send an email to boardworldcli@gmail.com. Any kind of relevant scrutiny, issue, inquiry can be sent there. And we'll continue right now to a song.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. לאור שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה. Vas bien en mi puertas no cerrar, por eso amigo debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоей света нет. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима. ישר אל האור.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима, ящаре.